There's also here, much more than any other city I have been in or focused on like this, a tension between when people are like, I'm a Democrat. It's been whispered to me a couple times. I went into a store here. I won't say which store because, of course, everybody will be like, oh, yeah, I know that store. She's talking about Steve. Like, he had a New York accent. I go, you're not from here. I said, how do you like living here? And he was like, yeah, yeah, I'll tell you in a second, And he's waiting for people to leave the store. And after everybody was gone, he was like, I got some different political views. He was like, I'm a kind of a liberal. I can't talk about it in my hiking group. You know, because they're like, don't talk about Obama in front of Ron. He'll lose his mind. Like, and then every time somebody would walk into the store, he'd be like, tell you more later.
You'll be doing two performances on the 21st and two on the 28th.
Yes.
But each one will be different. You're known for combining writing and improv in your stage work and using your own life as a jumping off point.
Yes, this is true.
So what changes and what stays the same between each show?
This truly will be a different show every single time, which is a little acid reflux producing. The thing that will stay the same is the idea of being at this point in my life where, I guess it's midlife crisis-y, where you're like, okay, now what, now what, now what? I can't stay in the same apartment any longer. I can't imagine raising my kid in Los Angeles. Just everything feels kind of wrong and off. The elements of my life will stay the same for other shows, but I'm just going to be flipping through cards every show and figuring out what feels right to talk about that day. Different things of experiences I've been here, different people I've met, observations of Boise, that kind of thing. I don't feel like I sell what I do very well, I have to say, right now. And I'm always like, yeah, my show's kind of about me, and I'll be telling some stories. Sometimes there's dancing. Come if you want to, but don't come if you're busy. Here's one thing I will say about it, that you know the subject is going to be interesting because the subject is you.
Do you think Boiseans have a sense of humor about themselves? Are they going to be able to laugh at themselves with you?
Yes, I think they all, yeah. I mean, everybody wants to laugh at themselves if they trust you. If I'm, you know, look like I'm, you know, sauntering into town, like, because I know better and I'm seeing you small little people and giving you insights that you can't see about yourself. That's a little off-putting. I really do love Boise. And when I am making fun of it in any way, I hope that it's, they know how I feel. They know where my heart is.
In this show, your character or you.
It's me.
You're looking to Boise to fix things that are perhaps going wrong in your life. That seems like a lot of pressure for one town. Why do you expect so much from Boise?
When I first came to Boise, I was housed with a family. They were the dream family. They had, you know, three kids, this amazing home. There was foxes in the backyard. I thought Boise was so perfect. And every night at dinner, they would go around the table talking about the best thing that happened to them that day. And I just sat there hating my life compared to theirs. I was like, they are the happiest people, you know. And they were like always traveling around the world because, you know, it was living in Boise was affordable enough. They still had money to go do things they wanted to do. And so after I left here the first time, I came home and I was like, I hate my life. We never go around the table and say what we like. And the second time I came back to Boise, it was around all the people who had kids. It was here that I decided I wanted to have a kid because I saw people my same age who were artists who were able to have children. It just always makes me look at my family. This is such a family town, I guess. And family has been a major issue in my life. It's not been an easy thing. And somehow Boise has represented that to me and helped me in my own life make big decisions about family. But this time, since I've been here, I got here and everybody's marriages are falling apart. I thought everybody was just so ideal. And we're all going through like, oh, boy.
Would you actually move to Boise?
Oh, would I move here? I don't know.
Is that even a possibility?
Yeah. But I don't know what the thing is that would make me go. Because I have nights when I'm here where I'm like, this is a great town. How great to be relaxed and be able to do what you want to do and not be around craziness like I am in Los Angeles.
Even though you call your son career killer, you've got a brand new TV show.
Yeah, I'm doing so well.
Could you do that kind of work? Could you be in film and television based in Boise?
I don't think so. I just didn't know that you get to the point where you'd be able to do what you want to do. Because I am happy with the work I'm doing. It's great. I'm very excited about this HBO show I'm getting ready to do. But yet I always have this craving to be a part of more of a community. And I don't feel that so much in Los Angeles.